This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Extremely cold weather is coming to parts of Colorado late today and for the next couple of days. Front range temperatures will dip below zero overnight and stay close to zero through early Friday. Governor Polis says he'll activate more than 100 Colorado National Guard members to help with cold weather operations. Colorado doctors on Monday informed the Biden administration about a surge of RSV, flu, and COVID-19. CPR's John Daly.
Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra visited Aurora and Denver. He toured Children's Hospital Colorado, where doctors told him they're treating an unprecedented number of kids fighting off respiratory viruses. And it's happening while a youth mental health crisis has grown worse and staffing levels are tight. Becerra pledged his support.
But we want all of our state and local partners to know that we're going to try to help you stay ahead of this.
Becerra says the administration is providing free COVID tests and wants to improve access to updated COVID vaccines. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's members of Congress who were involved in the impeachments of former President Donald Trump are weighing in on criminal referrals sent by a congressional committee Monday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Congresswoman Diana DeGette says the evidence presented is overwhelming. She says Trump launched a brazen attack against the Capitol to overturn the 2020 election results. Representative Joe Neguse says Americans must ensure an attack like that never happens again, while Representative Jason Crow adds no one is above the law and that Trump must be held accountable. Neguse and DeGette were impeachment managers for Trump's second impeachment, which revolved around January 6th, while Crow was involved in Trump's first trial around withholding military aid to Ukraine. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver is hiring short-term workers to staff emergency migrant shelters. The recent arrival of hundreds of migrants from the southern U.S. border has strained Denver's existing shelter services. The new staffers will check in guests and serve meals. The temporary hiring is expected to end in March. That depends on funding for the workers. This is CPR News.